Okay, so there you have it, the first track in your hands on the CD From Now On from Steve Cunningham and Family's, the group is called Kindred Cross. And we're going to talk more about that after we take a commercial break from the main station, WCOJ, 1420 AM, the voice of Chester County.
If you're concerned about nursing home costs, how to protect your assets, or limiting taxation on your estate or trust, tune in to Abundant Living with Dave Fries and Doug Kahn on Monday evenings at 6:30 on 1420 WCOJ. Learn how to plan and protect your estate. Brought to you by the law offices of Unruh, Turner, Burke, and Fries. They're located in Malvern, Westchester, and Phoenixville.
Now, back to the Coatesville Public Library with your host, Mike Geary, for more Live at the Library.
Okay, and welcome back to Live at your Library. This is your host, Mike Geary, and I've been talking here with Steve Cunningham about his new CD and the concert that's coming up on the evening of Friday, December 12th at 8 p.m. up at Cornerstone Fellowship in Wagontown. That's just off Route 340, about a mile or so west of Route 82. And Cornerstone Fellowship, and the name of the musical group, Kindred Cross. And we listened to one of the tracks before the commercial break, and we'll have time to listen to one more before the program's over. Okay, Steve, so perhaps we can talk about some personal family events that actually propelled or inspired, I guess, the songwriting on this particular CD for you.
One song in particular, the 11th track, the final track on the CD, it's titled Undying Love. It's a song I wrote for my mom. This year of 2003, we've had a long struggle. My mom has had a serious illness. She's been battling cancer this year. It was discovered on January 20th, earlier this year. That afternoon, after coming home from the hospital, call it what you may, but I felt led to sit down, and within about an hour's time had this song written and the music. It's dedicated to my mom. It describes her attributes. It's just sort of a ballad. It's the one I said would probably, you'd liken it to Dan Fogelberg's Leader of the Band,
okay,
if you will. Similar, and it was definitely inspired by the trauma of that day. It's meant a lot to mom. My sister and I actually performed the song for the first time live on Mother's Day this year in May.
Mm-hmm.
At Cornerstone Fellowship, which is our home church, and that's also why we're kicking off the CD at that location.
Can we touch just on the church a little bit, too? Because the church used to be First Baptist Church at the corner of Fifth Avenue and Main Street, right across from the library.
Yeah.
Certainly it was when I attended as a teenager way back in the 60s myself. Yeah. And what's the timeline or the brief history of the church itself?
Well, the church is, if my math is correct, the church as a whole was probably over 130 years old, most of that being spent, as you said, right downtown on Fifth Avenue. About 5 years ago, we relocated the church, bought 10 and a half acres out in the Wagontown area, and put up a new church, sold the other building. It's now occupied by New Life in Christ Church, and they're using it to God's glory as we speak.
Okay, but Cornerstone Fellowship is still a Baptist church and has that kind of affiliation.
Yeah, we have American Baptist roots, it's just that it's a much more contemporary worship service now up on the hill. People have probably driven by where the new location is without realizing it's up there, because you can't generally see it from Route 340, but what the landmark that are there, there are actually three crosses on the hill. That were built actually by my brother Tim and my brother-in-law Paul Berkheimer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have spotlights on them at night, and they're very comforting and very inspiring to see that. But they're the landmarks that if people were driving into the Wagontown area, they probably see that there, but you don't necessarily see the top of the building until you go up Kiley's road there, and then you the building and the parking lot's upon you. So we did it about 5 years ago, so it's our pastor, Charles Jensen, the Reverend Charles Jensen, Chuck Jensen.
Okay, he's a retired school teacher?
No.
Okay. No. I'm confusing him with someone else. Okay.
And I know who you're confusing him with. Okay. I know him too.
Okay. So. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go back again, if we may. You and your brothers and sister started singing at an early age. In the earlier days of the group, whether it was the same group, a different group, or even just the same group with a different name, when you were a younger person and hadn't much experience of the world, I guess, was the music you were performing obviously someone else's music, standard church music, or what? I mean, where were you going with that in those earlier?